The poll was designed to show how dedicated people are to paying off their student loans. So I tried some of the questions with a couple of recent college grads, Jessica Atterbury and Asia Gentry. Jessica says she owes about $54,000.
At the time, I was just like, you know, school is something that I have to do, and I have to take out student loans to get there, so I'm just going to do it now and deal with it later.
Asia herself owes only about $2,000, but she's married, and her husband owes $37,000.
You know, I'm a really logical person, so our student loan debt bothers me so much more than it bothers my husband. He is along the lines of thinking that he'll have them forever.
Jessica and Asia are both social workers. They're both highly intelligent, judging by their GPAs, but some of their answers surprise me.
Are you ladies ready to play?
Yes. We are.
Okay. What would you rather have? An Apple iPhone X or the payment towards your college loan?
Student loan. Definitely student loan.
I feel like you would really actually say the Apple, but you're saying student loan.
I have a new iPhone 7, so I'm not in need of a phone. Maybe if it was something different, I would have picked the object over the student loan. But at this point, I have no need for a new phone, so I would pick the student loan.
I would also pick the student loan. And again, I think it's a different mindset. So there are people like, you know, for instance, at the beginning of the conversation, Jessica said, I knew I was going to take out student loans. I knew I was going to pay on them forever. If that is your mindset, you're going to take the phone.
This one's probably easy. Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, no. Definitely student loan payment. I hate football.
Definitely NFL. I hate football. I would absolutely take the Super Bowl.
If those were MLB tickets, I would take those instead. But I gotta
stack up those wife points when and where I can.
Okay. Now, this one's going to be tough, but your dream puppy.
Definitely dream puppy on that one.
Yeah, I have two children and two puppies. Count me out for life. I will take the student loan payment for sure.
Tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway.
Maybe I'm wrong for this, but I don't even know who Hamilton is.
That was Jessica. For the listening audience, that was not Asia. Again, I would take the Hamilton tickets only because I need those wife points and my husband loves Hamilton.
Okay, this one's kind of tricky. $1,000 in Bitcoins.
I would definitely take $1,000 in Bitcoins.
You make money off
of
them.
I know, but it's so difficult to understand. I don't even understand our stock market, let alone Bit market.
Mm-hmm. I'll take my chances.
I'll take the student loan money.
Do you think any of your friends and relatives would take this advice this Christmas?
No.
No.
Because, again, student loans are something that we are all dealing with, and we will be doing so for years. And Christmas is kind of a time where we all get to enjoy spending, not feel as guilty for spending, mm-hmm. And kind of give to ourselves and to others. I mean, really, we all deserve to experience this season in the way in which our society has set it up.
I've definitely asked my dad to pay bills instead of buying me presents. He's like, no, like, you deserve mm-hmm. something nice, and I want to give you something nice, and I'm not going to pay a bill for you. So, yeah.
In the Lynn Edu survey, there were 13 items on the gift list, and only one of those got more votes than a student loan contribution. So what was that one very popular gift? It's the $100 bill. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.